Jesus, we just thank you for your presence in this place. And we choose to listen to you right now. We want to know what you want to say to us. So we're going to listen and watch what you're going to reveal. So, Lord, what do you want to say about peace? I am your Prince of Peace, am I not? I am here with you right now, and I hear your heart's cry. I am going to speak truth to you. Will you be open and receive it right now? For I have much to say. I care about what's going on in your life today. My word says to cast all your cares upon me. Why? Because I care for you. And as you choose to listen to me right now, I can give you very specific details of your destiny. Is that what you want? Then ask me what those details look like, and experience that peace in your heart. The more questions you ask me about my peace, the more I will reveal that to you. You can either have peace or chaos in your life. Which one do you want? I want you to have that shalom peace. It's a perfect peace. But you must choose to keep your mind stayed on me and trust me with all your heart. Are you willing to do that for me? I want you to abide in my peace at all times. I said that my peace I give unto you, so you already have it. It's already in your spirit, isn't it? I just want you to start releasing more of it through your mouth and thank me for that peace. I'm also giving you hope. Do you want my hope? Do you want my confident expectation of what's really going to happen in your life? Because I want to show you what your purpose looks like. But I need you to be in a receptive position. So will you be open to receive right now the love that I have for you? The plans that I have for you, the healings that I have for you, the breakthroughs, the turnarounds, the upgrades. Remember when I said, peace be still? You can say the same thing to your storms. And they will listen. They will obey in the name of Jesus. You don't have to continue to allow the enemy to keep yapping at you. I said to submit to me, resist the devil, and he will flee, won't he? But if you're not resisting, you're allowing him to stay. So why not resist? When you start praising me, what happens? Enemy flees. He doesn't like when you worship me. I love it. I want you to see yourself as not only a loving conduit, but a worshiper. The Father seeks those who worship in spirit and truth, right? I'm seeking worshipers. And if you open your mouth, I'll fill your mouth with what I want you to praise me for. And as you enter into my presence with thanksgiving and praise, you can stay there and linger as long as you want. The choice is up to you. But I want you to continue to stay in my peace. People are watching you. They're listening to you. Will you believe me? Will you believe the truth? Now you get to experience a sweet, peaceful sleep tonight. I give my beloved sleep, don't I? You are my beloved, right? When you lay down tonight, you won't be afraid. But when you lie down, you're going to have that sweet, peaceful sleep. Lord, we thank you for your promises. We thank you that your promises are always yes and amen for your glory through us. We thank you for watching over your word to perform it. Jesus, we know that you're the same yesterday and today and forever, that you are our Prince of Peace, that you are Lord, our Savior. You're a big brother. You're a safe place. You're a hiding place, our refuge, our shield, our buckler. Jesus, thank you for hanging on the cross for all of us. Thank you for taking all the sickness and disease from us and taking it on the cross. Lord, we thank you for the anointing that destroys the yoke of bondage. We thank you for the truth that sets and makes us free. We know that whom the Son set free is free indeed. Lord, thank you for giving us a peace that passes all understanding that will guard and rule our hearts and our minds through Christ Jesus. Amen.